Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Degenerate into something fool. We just got tired of doing what you told us to do. That's a brace, boy. Yeah, that's a brace, little man. Break it down. Degeneration up. Degeneration. You think you can tell me what to do? Who you're talking to? Well, you better get used to the way the ball bounces. I see what you got, it measures in ounces. But that's a brace, boy. Yeah, that's a brace, little man. Break it down. Degeneration up! Degeneration! Think you're a big man? Treat you like you're a little man. Yeah. Break it down. Yo, tell me what it's like to be half a man. It must break your heart to see what I am. But that's a brace, boy. Yeah, that's a brace, little man. Break it down. Degeneration up. You can tell me what to do. You know who you're talking to. Just stop wanting me to be someone else. Put it away like a book on a shelf that you can't read, boy. Yeah, that you can't read, little man.
Hide from your
They got a name for people like you, High. That name is called recidivism.
Repeat offender.
Not a pretty name, is it, High?
No, sir. That's one bonehead name, but that ain't me anymore.
You're not just telling us what we want to hear.
No, sir, no way.
Because we just want to hear the truth.
Well, then I guess I am telling you what you want to hear.
Boy, didn't we just tell you not to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then.
Thank you. Smithies. Or, if not Smithies per se, were you otherwise trained in the metallurgic arts before straitened circumstances forced you into a life aimless wandering?
Jesus! Can't I count on you people?
Sorry, Everett.
Tonight is gonna be scandalous, 'cause the night
dreams is the only way to describe you.
Anything you ever dreamed of, baby, just ask me. I do it for you, baby. Anything at all. Spirits rise and spirits fall. Anything you ever dreamed of,
conmigo.
Some of the best beer in the world comes from Mexico.
Qué bueno estás.
Like baseball. You.
We'll be right back. Sicily. Here I come, baby. Gonna try my best to do it.
Salt and pepper together, mix the ingredients, and we're gonna go as a team. Come on, George.
George, put your hands in. Hey, pause, pause, put your paws in. Put the paws in. Up and down, George, like there we go. Glory be.
A meditation. Those he plays never suspect. He doesn't play for the money he wins. He don't play for respect. He deals the cards to find the answer. The sacred geometry of chance. Hidden laws of a probable outcome, while the numbers lead a dance. I know that the spades are the swords of a soldier. I know that the clubs are weapons of war. I know that diamonds mean money for this art. That's not the shape of my heart. He may play the jack of diamonds. He may lay the queen of spades. He may conceal king in his hand, while the memory of it fades. I know that the spades are the swords of a soldier. I know that the clubs are weapons of war. I know the diamonds mean money for this art, but that's not the shape of my heart. That's not the shape, the shape of my heart. If I told you that I loved you, it made me think there's something wrong. I'm not a man of too many faces. This mask I wear is one. For those who speak no nothing, find that to their cost. Like those who curse their luck in too many places, and those who fear of lost. I know that the spades are the swords of a soldier. I know that the clubs are weapons of war. I know that diamonds money for this art, but that's not the shape of my heart. That's not the shape of my heart. That's not the shape, the shape of my.
There's a way out of this. Okay, I got this medical text, and look, if I forget anything, just don't panic, okay? Because it's right here. Yeah, I know you'd want to watch. Look, if you move too much, I could nick the perineal artery, and you could, like, bleed to death before anyone got here, okay? So just, please, I really need to have a steady hand, okay? Jeff? All right. Do you feel that?
Why do you care?
I'd be thankful for small favors. that went well. You know, you told that Aunt Denise story very well. Very, very well. What was it supposed to be? Some kind of magic key to explain why you are the way you are? Doesn't. Okay, what should I do first? Your right or left testicle? Why don't we just say right, okay? All right, now I just have to give it one little slice to free it up, and then, snip. Okay, now I just need to suture it up. This would be so much easier if I had, like, a nurse or something, but, you know, I asked my friend if she'd help me castrate a guy, and, well, she made all these, like, ooky sounds, like I was asking her to swallow worms or something. Yeah, we'll see who makes medical school in 8 years, huh? All right, now you're gonna feel a tug, because I really gotta get this tight, all right? So just bear with me. Gary. Okay. Okay, halfway through, over the hump.
Can't you stop?
Come on, Jeff. Some men, they go through their whole lives with only one ball. And they're just fine, you know? Or so I've read, and, well, I guess I figure that you're not really punished if I leave you with a spare. Okay, stay with me. Stay with me. It's okay. It's okay, Jeff. Look, if I left one, then you'd be walking around crooked all the time, so look, this is for the best, all right? Okay, you're entering a whole new world now, all right? Just gotta snip and... Ah. Okay. Wow. This seriously has to be like one of the easiest operations, because, wow. I mean, I wonder why they teach Girl Scouts things like camping and selling cookies. You know, because this is what's really useful. I don't know how they design a merit badge, though. That'd be interesting.
I saw Lenny at Aunt Denise's funeral. I told her what her mom did. She didn't believe me.
If Aunt Denise was here right now, what would you say?
I'd say help. A teenager cut my balls off, called the police.
She wasn't very sympathetic last time, so yeah, I wouldn't really hold your breath. Cancel any appointments you have in the next few days, because you're gonna be sore than you've ever been before. Oh, and I'd say in like 8 or 9 days, take the stitches out, which I suggest you do yourself to save embarrassment. Oh, and there's this website, unixquestions.com. Unix is E-U-N-U-C-H-S. I had a lot of trouble with that, but it gives great advice on how to deal with your castration. You really, you don't have to go through this alone, you know? Do you want some souvenirs? No? Okay. What should we do with them? We could see how far they bounce. Actually, we wouldn't want, like, a little animal confusing it for the afternoon snack. You know, a little squirrely or coyote might get sick, and we don't want that, especially with you being such a conservationist. We could grind them up in the garbage disposal. Or we could sew them back in. I had this shop teacher once who sawed off his thumb in class, and then he grabbed some ice, drove to the emergency room. The next day, sure enough, he has his thumb. Didn't bend so well, but, you know, he could, like, hitchhike and stuff. I'm just checking to see if it works. I guess they, weren't brass. You're not laughing, are you? Well, no wonder this isn't a laughing matter at all. I don't know, maybe Dawn is smiling just a tad.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Will he offer me his mouth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his teeth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his jaws?
Yes.
Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
Again, will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
And will he starve without me?
Yes.
Then does he love me?
Yes.
Yes.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
Shooting stars falling through. took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh,
you took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, yeah. Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, it must have been while you were kissing me. You took the words right.
Come on!